Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing is going on right now, where four Olympic gymnasts, Mikhail Maroney, Ali Reisman, Simone Biles, Maggie Nichols, I want to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. I think it's those four, for now, who are testifying against the FBI and the government's mishandling of the investigation into Dr. Larry Nassar, who abused them, hundreds, maybe thousands more. Larry Nassar is currently in jail, serving, I think, a 60-year prison sentence for seven counts of sexual misconduct. But apparently what is kind of being revealed is the FBI had allegedly mishandled it such that Larry Nassar was free to be on school boards, free to still work, do what he was doing, and assaulting people for another 13 months, allegedly, until finally he was arrested. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, how those who our views get ignored and how they thought they were ignored and how their transcript was altered, they say, and how what they had said didn't make it to the transcript. We have come to find out that the FBI agent in charge of the original investigation, Michael Langman, has been fired by the FBI. But, well, as this hearing unfolds, we'll keep you posted on some of the developments. But a question keeps arising. How do some of these doctors that end up being evil and abuse get away with that? How does nobody complain? And I can explain it because it happened to me. I was 18, maybe 18 and a half. I had a kidney stone. Was told after I left the hospital that I had to follow up with this kidney doctor. And it should have been a urologist, but I guess somehow I got in with a nephrologist. And I'm in his office, and they give me like this little tray liner. It wasn't even a gown. It was just this little tray liner to cover my pelvic area. And I was supposed to be completely naked on the bench, on the medical table. No nurse in the room. And the doctor comes in, and he starts examining my breasts, touches all over. And I had been pretty scared because I'd had a kidney stone. And for any of you that have ever had a kidney stone, especially when you're 18 years old and you are peeing blood and you're writhing in pain and you're vomiting and you can't stop and you think you're going to die, even though that whole episode stopped in the ER, you're kind of scared to death. So you end up just trusting, you know, these doctors who you think are gods. And so I didn't even realize that the exam he was doing, I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. But when you're in that vulnerable position where you thought you were going to die just days or hours before, you just seem to say, all right, well, I guess just let them do whatever they have to do so I don't die from whatever my kidneys are making and stabbing me in the back with. I don't want to be bleeding anymore. I don't want to be throwing up anymore. So I go through what I thought was pretty uncomfortable. I remember I was telling this guy I dated at the time, my boyfriend, you know, what was going on. And he's like, that's odd. But yeah, he didn't know. I mean, he was only 18. So I didn't realize it was abuse until I'm in medical school. And the doctor was up front giving us a case of a kidney stone patient, you know? So, guys, what do you want to order next? You want to do this? What do you want to do? Okay, and, you know, we're just shouting out answers. And so they said, when the doctor said, all right, good job, and I'm like, wait a second. No. You guys didn't do the breast exam, right? You didn't touch the vagina. You didn't do the inguinal. You didn't check for inguinal nodes. And they're looking at me going, what are you talking about? And I go, well, I had a kidney stone, and that's what the doctor did to me. And that's when, you know, people turned around and said, hey, that's not right. That's not right. And so many of us, sadly, we didn't realize, you know, when you're young and innocent like that, that something like that was inappropriate. So who do you tell? And here it is years later, not many years later, but to me, too long for me to say anything. And I probably was in such shock and I didn't want to relive it. And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that I didn't know better. That I never complained, and I should have. I don't know if that doctor's still practicing. I don't know if he's dead. Piece of work, that guy. But the problem is nobody says anything. So one is you don't realize you were abused or assaulted. And then two, when you do come to realize it, you blame yourself. Or you think, no one's going to believe me. Or I'm going to be looked upon as the evil one. Or you're so embarrassed that it happened. I mean, for me, you know, I announced it to a class, and then... You know, real, but that's luckily a small class, their family. It wasn't as embarrassing as it could have been. But the reason why some of these doctors get away with it is because the victim doesn't know. Now, mind you, there are people out there that claim, oh yeah, he touched me. And he's like, look, I had to put a stethoscope on your chest. That's how we listen to the heart. It's kind of what we do. And sadly, because doctors don't want to be falsely accused, many of them don't touch their patients. They've completely stopped gynecology in their office. They might not even, I've heard from patients where they never had an exam of their heart. The doctor just won't go there. So we definitely have some reform that needs to be done so people aren't falsely accused. But these doctors that get away with it, they have the ability to get away with it for years. Because people don't know. You know, my only experience was a few doctor visits to a pediatrician before that. I had never seen a gynecologist. I had no idea that that was a wrong exam. And so when people say, gosh, why didn't they say anything? How did they not know? These doctors get to be in very intimate relationships with you. I mean, who else, who other stranger do you undress for and let examine you? Well, you do that because the doctor's, you know, trying to save your life and trying to diagnose. So, sadly, until people call it or recognize it, many of these people that are out there will still continue to do it. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if any of you guys are from California, I would like to hear from you, and I'd like to hear from no matter where you live, but especially those of you in California, in terms of how come hardly anybody voted in this recall election? I was kind of amazed. You have a state of 39, close to 40 million people, and only 9 million voted in the gubernatorial recall election. I find that fascinating that in many elections, people just don't vote. I think I have voted in every single election I could have possibly voted for. I believe I did. But then I remember there were just some elections where I really didn't know much about the candidates, and I don't really know a lot about what goes on, or I didn't know much about what was going on locally. But this was a pretty easy election. Just, do you want the governor to stay? Should he stay or should he go? So I want to hear from you. What do you guys think happened? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I can tell you what happened from a psychological standpoint. That's easy. But I can't, you know, speak for people who are currently living in California. I'm from California. I was born there. I never lived there during Gavin Newsom's rule, but I have family there. I have friends there. And the funny thing is a lot of people, they're happy. They're happy. Now, maybe it's because I get to live in California, but California is beautiful. I mean, I've always regretted moving. My parents couldn't afford to live there, and they had to move to Phoenix, Arizona, because it was a lot cheaper. And, you know, it wasn't until I did my fourth year of medical school at UCLA that I was able to go back. And I really liked living in California. I didn't mind the traffic. Yeah, I didn't even really mind the politics too much. It's just, I think it's because you're by the beach, and you're like, I'm living in California. You just kind of seem to, you know, get to be in a little bit of bliss. But living in Nevada, seeing what happened in California, I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked at how people are able to still live there. You know, if you're in a state where they won't let you work, or, you know, the lockdowns were some of the strictest. And somebody was paddleboarding and got arrested. That's not the California I remember. So just to recap, with the gubernatorial recall election, about 9 million people voted of the 39 million. So 30 million stayed home, I guess. Or, well, maybe we'll get more. I guess the precinct's reporting that's still about maybe 70%. So maybe there's still some votes still left out there. But millions of people didn't vote. And how they voted was, so far the recent results is 5.8 million wanted Newsom to stay, 3.2 million wanted him to go. So people were saying, and I said the same thing, this is going to be a very telling recall election. It'll be really interesting to see, either way, how people feel, how they approach the lockdowns. And about a few days ago, I had spoken to you guys about how I just have a feeling he's going to win, because a lot of the people I spoke to in California didn't mind the lockdowns. They were like, look, had to be done. He did a good job. We had a virus. Some people lost their jobs. Some people lost their careers. Some people were completely devastated. Yeah, it stinks, but you had to do it for the cause. And so that's when I kind of got the feeling that he's not going anywhere. How did Larry Elder do? So he was the front runner of the candidates when the 3.2 million, close to 3.3 million, said Newsom needs to leave. He got about 2.3 million of which. They say that's 47%. If you do the math, that's not 47%. So I'm still kind of unclear how they do the math on these elections. Caitlyn Jenner didn't do that well, about 55,000 votes thus far. Still, not all precincts are in, according to Fox 11. But I'm just very interested in the psychology of the voter, because our country shouldn't be cruxed on what happens in California, but California is pretty telling. If California, one of the most populous states, and had one of the most strictest sort of governing when it came to COVID, ends up voting in favor for keeping things the way it is, that starts to kind of make you wonder how future elections are going to be on the whole when it comes to the country. Now, I'm not saying California represents the whole country, but I was under the impression that a lot of the lockdown approaches and a lot of the COVID approaches were very unpopular. And if California had unseated the governor, that would have been evidence of people don't like to be told what to do. People don't like to be restricted. And I think it's the opposite. I think people like rules. I think people like the confining. I think a lot of people did better during COVID. We lost hundreds of thousands of people. But when I hear people say, oh yeah, thank God for COVID because I was able to do this, or I got out of this, or I got, thank God for COVID. Who would say thank God for COVID? COVID has killed millions worldwide. It's still devastating us. But the truth of the matter is, for those that it didn't kill, some of them got to have some better work environments. Some of them were able to make money from home. They got to spend more time with their kids. Mind you, I like, you know, trying to find the silver lining to things, trying to be positive. But I think a lot of people benefited from lockdowns and a lot of the BS that happened. Now, from an election standpoint, I know a lot of people have left California. We know that people are leaving California in droves. But it still is a state of about 40 million. So when, like, less than 10% vote, I mean, is that what we're looking at now when it comes to elections and how people care? I mean, I believe over half of the country voted in this last election with Trump and Biden. No, maybe not half, maybe a little less than half. But I don't think you have a lot of people, one, interested in politics, which I get, or two, they think it matters. When I see, you know, wait a second, I've got to do this better. I think that's about 25% of people voted in the California, I apologize, 25% people voted in the California gubernatorial recall election. When I see numbers like that, I don't know if it's indifference. I just think people think it doesn't matter. It's same poop, different day. Whoever runs the country or whoever runs the state is going to say one thing and then it's going to be something else, or it's going to be the same poop, different day. So there's still going to be the spending. There's still going to be the taxing. There's still going to be the rules. Now, yes, there's a big difference between, you know, Trump and Biden, the big difference between, you know, DeSantis and Newsom. There are differences between Republicans and Democrats, but California hasn't voted Republican in a very, very, very long time. So Larry Elder, nice guy, has a lot of good values, had a lot of good things to say. I don't know if he had the likability factor to bump him up more than 2.3 million votes. Very popular syndicated host. Very, very smart man. But a lot of people will kind of err on the side of, I'm not going to rock the boat. And that's another thing, too. We punitive elections sometimes don't go the way you think. If somebody wants to punish somebody for something they did earlier that year, you know, you would think, okay, vote them out of office. But if now things are back, people are making money, things are opening up, you know, tourism is back at Disneyland, I think locally, I have to double check, you know. So some people might say, you know what, I'm just not going to rock the boat. I'm just going to work. So I think what happened in California is telling that a lot of people didn't mind the COVID rules. A lot of people don't mind the mandates. I would think the whole world would be up in arms. I was just at one of the universities doing College Student Health Awareness Day, and man, were students pretty ticked off about the mandate, but not a majority. So you hear, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, but it's a minority of Americans did not like what happened. I would have thought it would have been every single person in my mind, but that wasn't the case. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California will remain pretty much a one-party state. The voters have spoken and rejected Governor Gavin Newsom's recall, winning roughly nearly two-thirds of the votes.
We said yes to all those things that we hold dear as Californians, and I would argue as Americans: economic justice, social justice, racial justice, environmental justice, our values where California's made so much progress.
Top Republican candidate Larry Elder.
We may have lost the battle, but we are going to win the war.
A major fight broke out last week inside Kabul's presidential palace between factions. The BBC reported Wednesday, citing senior Taliban officials, that the fight was between two factions that wanted to take credit for defeating the United States. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, the Taliban's deputy prime minister, may have been killed in the exchange and cannot be confirmed at this time. USA Radio News. With United States citizens being mandated to the COVID-19 vaccine, illegal immigrants under the Biden administration do not have to get the shot as they are released into the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Arizona is taking the Biden administration to court over its new requirement for people to roll up their sleeves. It says the federal government and contractors, along with workers at larger companies, must get the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested weekly. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich argues the mandate violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution by favoring illegal immigrants because they're allowed to say no to the shot. From the USA Radio News Phoenix News Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will host a meeting with business leaders and CEOs on the COVID-19 response team today. Then at 5 p.m. Eastern, he will be in the East Room of the White House to speak about a national security initiative. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a very startling number in where one in every 500 U.S. residents have died of COVID-19. Hitting close to the 700,000 mark, the United States has reached this milestone of one in every 500 Americans has died of COVID. And so I think we have proven that it's not a fake virus. This is something that's out there. People have died. Maybe some of the numbers of the reporting might have been skewed. But for the most part, I can tell you as a doctor, this stuff is real. It's a real virus. I can't tell you where it came from. I can't tell you what happened in China. I can't tell you that everything we were told about the virus is 100% true. I can't say that, because seriously, for it to have hit the pandemic level, you know, by end of 2019, early 2020, something had to have happened months before in the epicenter, or in China. So I have my doubts that we are being told or we even understand all there is to understand about the origin of it. But that's horrible. 1 in 500. And interestingly, I don't know how many people you know in your own circle. I'm a doctor, so obviously I get to expand that circle and I know more people. But I think many people will say, I think that number is even higher. But that's what the numbers are coming in. So as the government reverses their stance on vaccine mandates and just starts pushing more and more for mandates to happen, now it's employers with over 100 employees. You'll see they'll probably eventually say 50 employees, 20 employees. It'll just keep coming. So the government is just going to eventually say everybody has to get this. They're also going to really, with scrutiny, look at these religious exemptions and these medical exemptions, and so be prepared that those might not stand. So the question many people have when mandates come up is, what's then going on with all the open borders? What's happening with all the refugees and migrants and immigrants coming over? So apparently, or reportedly, up until recently, it was voluntary. Okay, if you're going to come to our country, we're not going to force anything into you. We don't do that. That's against the American way. It's your choice. If you want, here's the vaccine. You don't have to show us proof. You don't have to show us papers, because many of them don't have, you know, their vaccine records. So it's okay. But as we've said many times on the show, you can't take your citizens, your residents, your hardworking Americans, your first responders, your military, your nursing staff, you can't threaten them with loss of a job or consequences for not vaccinating when you have such an open, when you have such a lackadaisical attitude towards people coming in from other countries. So we're being told today that the U.S. is going to require all new immigrants applying for permanent residency to be vaccinated against COVID as part of their immigration medical examination. Now, this does not apply, obviously, to those who aren't legally coming into this country. So if the refugees from Afghanistan are being flown in and they're going into bases and then they're going to be vaccinated. But people who are sneaking over illegally, they're obviously coming in here illegally. So they're not going to be found. What's also interesting is, as we know, people are getting quote unquote underground vaccine cards and fake, you know, vaccine verifications. People of other countries might not want the vaccine, but they want America. So don't be naive to think that either they're going to sidestep the legal process so they get to avoid the shot, or they might come in with fake papers. So, you know, the U.S. had to do this because you can't force U.S. citizens to do something while at the same time having borders open and people come in and say, oh, I don't want the vaccine. I mean, you know, are you going to be consistent or not? Again, I'm not a fan of the mandate. I'm a fan of the vaccine. I think the vaccine works. I'm just not a fan of the mandate. So anyone crossing the border, we're being told by Daily Mail, has had the option to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at various patrol sites since early August. And it was at the time voluntary, but in a new mandate that's going to be effective October 1, the USCIS wrote that anyone applied to become a lawful permanent resident and other applicants as deemed necessary must undergo an immigration medical examination to show they are free from any conditions that would render them inadmissible under the health-related grounds. Now, that I support, because that's what Ellis Island did. You couldn't come over with tuberculosis you couldn't come over with trachoma, with all sorts of things that could cause leprosy. And if so, that, you know, America at the time, you know, we didn't have a lot of treatments for that. And so, you know, immigrants coming in, sadly, they were sent back and families were broken up if they were ill. But it is something that countries have done. It's something our country has done, because you bring in, if you're really about public health and you're really trying to protect the public, then you want to make sure that infectious disease isn't coming in. The problem is the U.S. government needs to put their money where their mouth is. If you are really that worried about public health, what are you doing to stop the illegal migrants coming in, or cartel that could be carrying infectious disease? We know people of other countries could very easily bring in tuberculosis, multiple drug tuberculosis, hepatitis A, hepatitis B. So I'm for legal immigration. My father and his parents were immigrants, so I am for us, you know, having a legal process. But when we have no control over the border now, and Border Patrol agents are asking for help, and we have many people crossing illegally, and you're saying, look, this is what we do for public health, this is how robust we are. If you want to really be robust and look like you're consistent from a public health policy, you need to make sure people aren't bringing in infectious diseases that are multiple drug resistant or COVID. At the same time, you're beating up Americans and having them get fired or court-martialed or whatever for not getting a vaccine. So I think the move for the U.S. to mandate vaccines for immigrants is a good move, but don't act like that's enough. Don't sit there and pat yourself on the back, because the legal immigrants aren't the problem. The legal immigrants are doing exactly what we're asking them to. Most immigrants, they say, seeking a green card will be subject to the vaccine mandate, including asylum seekers, refugees, and migrants adjusting their status to permanent residence. Those applying for temporary residency will only be subject to the mandate. Now, the next question people have is, well, if the vaccine only provides transit protection, what do you do 8 months from then? There's been some talk that some vaccines only provide 5 or 6 months immunity. I don't know. I don't think the government has thought of it that far. You know, when they decide to do the mandate, people are like, yeah, mandate, yeah, force people to do it. Right, well, okay, so what happens? In a few months, am I then considered unvaccinated because my immunity waned? See, I never got COVID. I never got natural COVID. I'm grateful for that. And I'm glad I took the vaccine, and it was my choice to get the vaccine. But I don't have any natural immunity to COVID. So I am very dependent and reliant on this vaccine. I hope we always have them. I hope the boosters are good enough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I haven't probably picked up a Time magazine since the 80s. It's interesting how, you know, when you're really, really busy, you don't really read a lot of magazines. And then once you had access to the internet, you basically went to the internet. In fact, I went to the Daily Show. I watch the Daily Show a lot, you know, for a lot of my news, especially on stars and things like that. So I really haven't been following it. And apparently Time Magazine has the Time 100, or the annual list of 100 most influential people of the year. And so there are people on there that I agree with. Yep, Dolly Parton, Simone Biles. There's
Harry and Meghan, apparently, they're on the cover. They said they are humbled to be considered one of the most influential people on the planet. I'm kind of a little shocked by that. I would think that there would, I would probably put, the nurses and the doctors and the first responders and, those that, are working to make monoclonal antibodies and I don't know. My problem, and I like Harry. I don't know much about Meghan Markle. I mean, I like Harry because, I liked Lady Princess Diana. I still call her Lady Diana. I like the royals. The royals are nice. I don't know much about them. But I like that they do a lot of philanthropy. I was just a little confused by what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle did, and I thought they had a lapse in judgment when they were complaining about their money issues during the dead of the pandemic. I thought that was very poorly timed and kind of rubbing salt in the wound of many people who have lost, their jobs, their livelihood, their lives, from COVID. So I'm kind of a little shocked that that was something that, was revered almost. But they top the list, and good for them. There's people who really love them and love what they're about because they kind of fought and revolted against the monarchy. And there's others who think that they were trying to rise to fame at the expense of others. I mean, I agree that any sort of racism that is inferred needs to be dealt with immediately. I'm not sure why that was made public and people were guilty until proven innocent, until it could be addressed and it could be investigated. And so it was one of those things where, sadly, you would think that the royals would be above the sensationalism and all that, and they're not. It's about the Kwan, it's about the publicity. So also making the list was Naomi Osaka, Alexei Navalny, Britney Spears made it, Dolly Parton, Kathy Park Hong. I'm not going to go through the whole list, Ben Crump, Sunisa Lee. So whether they're Olympians, whether they are civil rights advocates, whether they, were politicians. Tom Brady made the list. I get that also. Allison Felix. So a lot of people on the list I agree with. Bad Bunny, Chloe Zhao, Jason Sudeikis made it. Is that because of his, I wonder if that's because of Ted Lasso? I don't know. But, when you do make these decisions and you want to promote people, Joe Biden made the list. He didn't make the cover. Xi Jinping made the list as well. Liz Cheney, Kamala Harris, Tucker Carlson, Stacey Abrams, Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump made the list too. Joe Manchin, Rochelle Walensky. I'm sure Fauci would be on there also. Elon Musk. I think we need to kind of reevaluate what we're doing when we're making these sort of announcements of who we feel were influencers. Many people will take the mic, they'll jump on the mic, they'll put a video out there, and they will influence thought. So let's say there was somebody who was spreading misinformation about something. Right? I mean, they would be an influencer. But when we adorn them, when we give them covers, when we, make them look like heroes, keep in mind, what are you doing that for? Are you doing that for because, you just want to sell the magazine? Is it because you want to appeal to the woke? Is it, or you want to appeal to the right, or you want to appeal to, you know, a specific party, or you want to gain friends, and you want, you know, is it that, or is it because you want to steer the future, and young kids have them look upon what people have done and idolize them? You know, so, man, maybe it's just that. You know, these were people that were famous in 2021 that made a lot of headlines. Trump made a lot of headlines. Biden made a lot of headlines. Maybe it's that. But I just really have a problem with how we have kind of changed and have tried to control the message of, look, this is what is right. This is what you need to be. This is what you need to do. And I think the message, especially what the woke and the progressives want, is you be you. So there's a disconnect. You know, putting a heterosexual couple on Time Magazine saying they are the, you know, they are the most influential people, the most famous, you're adorning them and all that. I mean, I thought that the whole message was, look, you be who you are. You be, you know, you want to be gay, you want to be lesbian, you want to be heterosexual, you want to, you know, be, you know, not rich, you want to be, I mean, I would have really liked to see non-sensationalized non-celebrities on this. So to me, somebody who was the most influential was somebody who got off working a 100-hour work week and saw a car accident in their neighborhood, and even though they could have been asleep in a warm, comfortable bed, got out there to help. You know? Or somebody that said, look, you know, you parents, you can't teach your kids. You're in the hospital with COVID. I'll teach your kids. I'll take care of your kids. Those are the things that inspire me. And those are the things that inspire us, that there's good out there. You know, there was a picture during that was played during the World Trade Center anniversary of a firefighter that was helping a pregnant woman out of the nearby buildings. And I guess he went back. He kept going back 2-3 times and then eventually lost his life when the buildings crumbled. I mean, where's the awards for him? Where's posthumously that sort of adornment? You know? Who risked their lives for others? Who defied odds, you know, to represent America? And you know, went through the abuse of Larry Nassar like Simone Biles did. So, honestly, you know, I think we need to rethink who we're idolizing. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.